Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. You and I are not among those who think the soaring American stock market, whose Dow Jones Industrial Index just reached a new all-time high, signifies a soaring American economy. Like everything else Trump says, that is clearly a lie. You and I are aware that the stock market has become the favorite casino of the 1%, where they gamble with their unearned wealth, intent on getting more. Meanwhile, back in the real world, when you add up all the profits of all the corporations in America for the past year, there aren't any. As a group, they have been losing money for over a year. Retail store closings are expected to hit 12,000 by the end of this year. That's 50% more than the previous record, which was set 2 years ago. Global trade is slowing precipitously while global debt is rising calamitously. The stock trading desks at the global megabanks have had their worst half year in a decade. And that is much of what banks do to make money these days, roll the dice in the big casino. Making loans to productive businesses is like paying taxes for the little people. Stocks are by any rational measure hideously overpriced and are being bought primarily by companies buying their own stock so that their earnings per share continue to rise even as their earnings continue to fall. Still, the country is pretty much in thrall to Trump's ranting and the media's obedient stenography about the greatest economy in the history of everything, which, he said last night at a rally, he created. I thought he was going for king, but no, he appears to believe he is God. When we see a great illusion created for our mystification, whether by Penn and Teller or David Copperfield or Wall Street, even we who know it to be an illusion and not real magic are curious about how they pulled it off. Well, there's new evidence. It's called painting the tape, and it's akin to putting lipstick on a pig. It appeared on radar in the dank depths of the stock market slough on July 11th, the day the Dow hit its historic high of 27,000 plus. It was described the next day by two writers for the Wall Street Parade. The news that day was about ugly earnings forecasts and the slowing global economy. The market was not happy. But the final 15 minutes of trading saw a powerful surge of buying of just four stocks that are among the 30 that comprise the Dow Jones Industrial Average: Microsoft, Visa, Walmart, and Verizon. Although Verizon and eight other Dow stocks ended that day in the red, the 15-minute injection was enough to loft the Dow average over the magic number of 27,000. Nobody knows who did it, but the technique is well known. It's even defined as painting the tape by the informative website Investopedia. The suspect that comes to mind, of course, is the shadowy plunge protection team that has allegedly been created by the Federal Reserve Bank to allegedly intervene when the market pig needs more lipstick. I wrote about that back in May of 2018. But who actually paints the tape or stops the plunge is unknown, and given the secrecy of the Fed and the deliberate obscurity of the stock market, unknowable. So we have to choose what to believe on incomplete evidence, using such things as, logic and common sense. Should we believe in an organized group of one percenters who regularly and powerfully intervene in what is supposed to be a free market to preserve the wealth of the wealthy and the health of a zombie economy? Or should we join the folks who are swooning over the ageless beauty of that artfully made-up pig? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.